This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Day two of the impeachment inquiry hearing into U.S. President Donald Trump gets underway next hour here in Washington. Once again, it'll be an open session before the House Intelligence Committee. The witness, former American ambassador to Ukraine, Marie Yovanovitch. Here's AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Marie Yovanovitch had worked for the State Department for more than 30 years, well-respected, but labeled bad news by President Trump and pushed out of her job in April. While she won't have much to say about allegations, President Trump pressured the president of Ukraine to get political dirt on Trump rivals. Her ouster was one of the reasons a whistleblower came forward. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says two other diplomats this week affirmed a pressure campaign.
Corroborated evidence of bribery uncovered in the inquiry and that the president abused power.
President Trump at a Louisiana rally says,
"The people of this country aren't buying it. You see it because we're going up and they're going down."
Jackie Quinn, Washington.
There is continuing shock after a mass shooting at a high school outside Los Angeles. Here's AP's Ed Donahue.
It happened on the quad at Saugus High School in Santa Clarita.
Multiple shots fired, possibly people down.
L.A. County Sheriff's Captain Kent Wegener says they got a look at the surveillance video, which shows the gunman
withdraw a handgun from his backpack, shoot and wound five people, and then shoot himself in the head.
Students initially thought the gunshots were popped balloons or musical instruments.
I see people running and the campus supervisor screaming for everybody to get out.
L.A. County Supervisor Catherine Barger says there are a lot of questions.
Many people are asking why. That will come with time, but right now, our focus is on supporting the community.
This all happened on the gunman's 16th birthday. I'm Ed Donahue.
More news at voanews.com. There is also a mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA News. As families mourn the deaths of two high school students near Los Angeles on Thursday, speaking for the Trump administration, Vice President Mike Pence held out the promise of safer days ahead.
We will not rest or relent until we end this evil in our time and make our schools and our communities safe again.
Meanwhile, AP's Matt Small also has information on the alleged high school gunman.
People who knew the teenager described him as bright, quiet, and normal. He lived with his mother in Santa Clarita and is said to have played chess and been active in an area Boy Scout troop. One girl who knew him said he wasn't bullied and had a girlfriend. Yesterday was his 16th birthday.
That was AP's Matt Small. The United States is apparently calling on South Korea to begin spending appreciably more for the presence of the American military in the country. South Korean reports say President Trump wants a 500% hike in that funding. Headed for Seoul, Defense Secretary Mark Esper said, even though South Korea has provided what he called a fair amount of support in the past, it is not enough.
It is important to note that most of that money stays here in the country, easily over 90% of that funding stays here in Korea. It does not go to the United States.
A typical annual rise in South Korea's spending on the U.S. military presence is 5 to 10%. The United States and other members of the Coalition to Defeat the Islamic State still have no consensus on what to do with captured foreign fighters, one of several issues threatening to reverse gains against the terror group in Syria and Iraq. This word after a day-long meeting in Washington, during which the U.S. side vowed not to abandon its leadership of the fight against ISIS. However, there was no success convincing coalition allies they needed to repatriate about 2,000 terrorist fighters who left their homes to join the so-called caliphate. The death toll for wildfires raging across eastern Australia has risen to 4, as authorities say they expect worsening weather conditions to come. A warning has been issued today for a blaze at Gosper's Mountain, where large plumes of smoke hover over the region. A photo taken from the International Space Station shows smoke stretching from the edge of eastern Australia out to the Pacific Ocean. Bloomberg is reporting U.S. prosecutors are investigating Rudy Giuliani, President Trump's personal attorney. It says authorities are looking into possible finance violations and Giuliani's failure to register as a foreign agent. Giuliani, the former mayor of New York, has emerged as a key figure in the Trump impeachment inquiry and what role he played in pressuring Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to investigate Mr. Trump's political rivals. The charge is that military aid to Ukraine was initially held up pending the announcement of such a probe. Gene Randall, VOA News.